Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Pádraic Lodge is here now, and Liverpool are out of the Champions League.
They are indeed, Joan. Good morning to you. Liverpool fans disappointed this morning, probably tired as well. It was so late finishing up. They made their exit from Europe, losing their last 16 tie to PSG in a penalty shootout at Anfield. A 1-0 victory on the night for PSG thanks to an early goal from Dembele. That was 1-1 in aggregate. Extra time followed with no more goals. And on to penalties then. Darwin Nunez and Curtis Jones had their penalties saved, while the French side converted all their kicks for a 4-1 win. Overall, two excellent games, and the standard of goalkeeping over the two legs was of a very high standard as well. It was almost a quarter to 11 last night when things wrapped up, and this was how BBC radio commentator Ian Dennis described the end of the shootout.
This will clinch it for Paris Saint-Germain, and it is the 19-year-old forward Desire Doué who places it down. They're waiting to celebrate in expectation behind that goal. Stuttering run up by Doué, and he scores! Blast the ball past Alisson! Saint-Germain players head for Donnarumma, who drops to his knees as they all go to congratulate the giant Italian goalkeeper.
So the end of the European campaign for Liverpool, and now have to regroup for Sunday's League Cup final against Newcastle. And former player Jamie Carragher felt PSG got on top as the game went on.
First sort of 20 minutes, half an hour, felt that Liverpool were, you know, just going to go on and win this game actually comfortably, I felt, and they just couldn't get that goal early on. Had two or three chances, then when PSG get that goal, and then for the rest of the game it felt like nip and tuck really, but then in extra time it just felt like PSG to me just took over, and it was just where I was in the cop there. We were all just, you know, just hanging on for penalties and desperate for penalties really, and then but we just ran out of steam, and as I said, we were just hanging on there. But no, the atmosphere was good, it was great, but when you're coming up against a team like that and they're keeping the ball and they're causing you problems, it just puts everyone on edge.
That's Jamie Carragher. Barcelona overcame Benfica 3-1 at the Nou Camp, advancing 4-1 over the two legs. Harry Kane scored one goal and set up another as Bayern Munich beat Bayer Leverkusen 2-0 to post a 5-0 overall victory. And Inter Milan beat Feyenoord 2-1 at the San Siro, and they progressed comfortably by 4-1. Day one of the Cheltenham Festival produced three Irish-trained winners. Winnie Mullins and Paul Townend teamed up to win the Supreme Novices Hurdle with Kopec de Boer and the Mayor's Hurdle with Lossiemouth. Put Your Hands Together took the Fred Winter Juvenile Handicap Hurdle for Joseph O'Brien and Mark Walsh. While there was a big upset in the Champion Hurdle, the favourite Constitution Hill and the defending champion Stateman both fell during the race, allowing 25-1 shot Golden Ace to claim an unexpected victory. The Champion Chase takes centre stage today. We'll be looking in detail at that race after half past eight. The day one attendance of 55,000 racegoers was down around 5,000 on the opening day last year. Joe Stack was telling us in the programme yesterday that the high costs of attending the festival are putting some people off. Here at home, the Leinster Council is cutting adult stand ticket prices for the first round of the Senior Football Championship. The cost of tickets will fall from €25 to €15. Officials are also considering moving the provincial semi-finals out of Croke Park, and that could be put before the Leinster Central Competitions Control Committee. Tiger Woods has undergone surgery to repair a ruptured Achilles tendon. The 15 times major winner announced that he suffered the injury while training at home. Woods hasn't played in an event of note since the Open at Troon last July, and with 4 weeks to go till the Masters, his participation at Augusta looks in serious doubt. Ireland out-half Jack Crowley is the subject of strong interest from a number of overseas clubs. It's being widely reported that Leicester Tigers have offered him a lucrative deal to leave Munster when his contract expires at the end of the season. And finally, defeat for both Irish fighters in action at the Women's World Amateur Boxing Championships in Serbia. Dana Moorhouse at light flyweight and Grainne Walsh in the welterweight division.
Pádraic, thanks a million.